Today's Shir Masechta Erevin Daf Chaf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. As we've been learning for the entire Perek, Chazal taught us that there's a special halacha of Pasi Baros, that if, as the people who were traveling to be Oil Regal to go to Yerushalayim, would need to access water from the pits, which they had constructed, the special water pits, which have all the dimensions and therefore all the halachas of a Rishus HaYochid, and they needed to be able to get water from that Rishus HaYochid to where they were standing, which is a Rishus HaRabim. The halacha is that you can make pasi bros, you can make these special leniency, Chazal said, you make these L-shaped boards at the corners of the area. Of course, we learned and will learn again today that there are limitations to how much area you could encircle, but you can make these special pasi bros and like that be able to get the water to the area for the fat animals of the Oil Regalim. But as we discussed also earlier in our perek, there are two types of water pits. There's a bor, a pit, and there's a ber, a well. And the subject that we begin to discuss as we begin our Mishnah Beis Hashem Yisbarach is the halacha, a pasi baros, for what type of a water pit were they said? So says the Mishnah, Echad bara rabim, whether it's a bor, which is water which is just gathered together, be'echad, or ber rabim, which is a well, or a ber hayochid, or it's even a well, but it's not a well for the rabbin, it's a well for just an individual. All of these types of areas, the halacha is, oisel and pasim, are qualified for us to be able to make pasi baros, and it would be perfectly acceptable. Avla bar yochid, if the place where the water is, has two deficiencies. Number one, it's a bar. A bar, as we just said, is a pit. A pit is where water just gathers. And since it's a place where water just gathers, that could dry up. It's not like a well which is constantly replenishing itself. And furthermore, it's the yochid. It belongs to an individual. And since it belongs to an individual, we need to be concerned that if the water will dry up, there will be nobody to remind you that the water is dried up, and people will come to carry in the area within these boards. And that's not permissible, because the only time you could carry within that area is if there's water in the bar. So therefore, if you have these two deficiencies, it's a bar and it belongs to an individual, their pasi baros will be inadequate. And there the halacha will be oisla mechitza gvaya sarat tfachim. You have to make a full-fledged mechitza. And as I saw, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, it's not just a concern about Shabbos, it's even a concern during the week, that people don't pay attention because it's only of a yachid, and they won't recognize what is the status of this bar, and therefore bar a yachid, we have to be machmer. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This, what we just learned, is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Omer, ein oisim pasin, he takes a much stricter approach, and he says we could only build pasin ela leber haram mavad. So he requires two reasons that you should be able to carry. Number one, it's a ber, which constantly replenishes itself. And number two, it belongs to a rabbin. A rabbin, so as we just said, if something will happen, there's more than one person, and they will recognize ulushar. But for all other situations, oisin chagura, we could circle it with rope, gvaya sar tvachim. So Rashi explains what is the definition of oisin chavolim, that we make ropes. We discussed this halacha previously as well. You make ropes, and you make sure that the ropes are within three tvachim of each other. And by making those ropes, you have a Rishus HaYochid. Others say that we have to be more machmer. And they hold that you have to make shesiv eruv. You have to have the poles go around this area. And just having them go in one direction and relying on lavud is inadequate. And according to that opinion, what would have to be done is make much more of a sturdy partition that it should be considered properly encircled. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Babel, the Halach like Yehuda ben Babel that just learned, whose opinion is that in order to rely on Pasib Ros, we have to have that it's a bare Shalrabim. Vam Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Yatir Pasib Ros, Chazal did not allow us to rely on Pasib Ros, El Laber Maim Chaim Bavad, only when it's a bare Maim Chaim. So ask the Gemara, isn't what Shmuel said identical to what Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said? And therefore, the Gemara is asking, why do I have to have both statements? Answers the Gemara Vitzricha, both statements were necessary. The Eshmin Alok Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, if we only learned that the Alok Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, have a mina, the Rabbim, that if it belongs to Rabbim, a filim uchnasim, it doesn't have to be a bear. It could be a bar as well. I, v'hadik tani, but look in the Mishnah. When Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba's opinion is cited in the Mishnah, it's very clear that he's speaking about a bear, a well that belongs to Rebbe, to Rabbim. So why would I think it's going to apply according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba even to a bar? Because maybe we would say that what Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is trying to accomplish in the Mishnah is lafukim and Rabbi Kiva, to show that he doesn't agree with Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva says that even a bear shel yochid could be used by with pasib ros. So he says, no, it has to belong to Rabbim. But when it has to be a Rabbim, it could be even a bar. Kamash Malon, that's why Shmuel had to tell us, the Lehutra pasib ros, that the Heta pasib ros only applies El Ber Maim Chaim. It has to be a Ber Maim Chaim. Ask the Gemara. So let's just have Shmuel's statement. Says the Gemara, V'yishminen, if we only had Shmuel's statement, we would think, where he says it has to be a bare maim chayim, it has to be a well, having meaning we would assume that once it's a well, lo yishna the rabbim ve lo yishna the yochid. It makes no difference if it belongs to the rabbim or the yochid. Once it's a well, we could be lenient. That's why Hakamash Malon, that's why Shmuel had to tell us that Lach Rabbi, that's why the Gemara had to tell us that Lach is Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that it's not just a bear that's enough, it has to be the rabbim. Midaraisa, any area which is encircled by mechitzas, it could be a very large area or small area, is a rishus hayochid. And if it's a rishus hayochid, as we've discussed in Masechet Shabbos and Masechet Erevin, you're allowed to carry in that entire area. However, there's a gzeira from the Chachamim that if you have a large area, which is approximately 70 amos, by 70 amos, so if it's not made to be a place where you live, where you dwell, it's not going to be considered like a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Since it's such a large, uninhabited area, it's similar to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and not like Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And therefore you can't carry in that area. That's the halacha of a karfif. But that halacha needs to be better defined, which is done by our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hagina, which is a garden where people plant vegetables. Vakarfef is a place outside of the city where it was used for storage. Shehein, Shivim Am Vishrayim, that are a little larger by the dimension of 70 Amis, as Shivim Am Vishrayim. Hamafkafis Gadda Gvaya Saratvachim, and they have a partition encircling this area, which is 10 tefachim tall, betaltin betoichai, you could carry in that area, uvachdei v'shmira. It has to have a hut where watch people stay, oy beistira, or it has to have a place in that area where people live, oy shtei smuchel ir, it has to be close to the city. Machloikus rishonim, what does it mean, smuchel ir? The Miri says that smuchel ir means within 70 amos of the city. Other Rishonim say that it's even up to 2,000 amma. And what's the machloikus based on? The man domer that says 70 is, that's the shear that we're discussing. The other man domer says it's 2,000 because that's what we always find is the shear of a tchum Shabbos. So the amount of 70 amma shrayim is 5,000 square amas. Why is the shear this number? So as we're going to Mitzvah Shem learning the Gemara, because that was the size of the Chatzar HaMishkan. And since when it comes to ask Tysus, if we're learning from the Mishkan, so why don't we learn from the Azoris of the Beis HaMikdash? And the Azoris of the Beis HaMikdash were actually larger than just 70 Amma by 70 Amma. So Tysus answers that whenever we speak about Shabbos, we always speak about the Mishkan. Everything that the usual model for Hilchos Shabbos is the Mishkan, and therefore we use the size of the Chatzar of the Mishkan as the model for this halacha as well. Tysus gives a different teretz. He says we can't bring a raya from the Azoros of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Azoros of the Beis HaMikdash had shomrim, had people who were guarding it the entire night. And therefore, it's a place that's hukkah for dira. It's a place meant for dwelling. It's a place meant for the shomrim of the Beis HaMikdash to be there. And therefore, because of that, Tysus says that it's better to learn from the Mishkan where there was no Beis Dira, that there was nobody there all the time. The Prima Gadim explains that if there are gods that are only there by night or only there by day, that doesn't make it into a Beis Dira. Only when there are gods there night and night, then makes it into a Beis Dira. But the question on that is that in Masechta Tamid, there's a big discussion, when were the Shomrim the Beis HaMikdash? Were there only Shomrim by day and night? Or others say there were only Shomrim by night. So according to the opinion that there were Shomrim by day and night, that's why we could understand Tysus' teretz very well. Because Tysus says that the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash had people there all the time. And since it had people there all the time, it cannot be compared to a tafrif shloi hukkah fladira. And it's very understandable because there were only people there day and night. However, according to the opinions, and actually that's the opinion of the Rambam, that there were only shomrim by night, and according to the opinion that to be considered a beis dira, it has to be a place where there are people by day and by night, how do we understand this teretz? So I saw that since in the Beis HaMikdash, besides for the Shomrim, there were Lishkos. There was the Lishkos HaPahedrin, different chambers where there were people all the time. So even if we'll say that the Shomrim were there only by night, but you had these other places that make it considered a place that's Hukuf Ladira. The Paiskim also discuss what will be the Halacha. The Prima Gadim discusses this, of a karfif that has a ceiling over it, has a ceiling over it, but it's loy hukka for dira. Does that have the din of a karfif or not? The Ritva says that it doesn't make a difference. Even if it has a covering on top of it, it still has the halacha of a karfif. Other Rishonim say, and it seems that's the opinion of the Ramah, that what have we learned from the beginning of this Mishnah? The reason Chazal were machmer by a karfif is because it's similar to Rishus HaRabim. But as we have discussed many times, a Rishus HaRabim Makura, a Rishus HaRabim that's covered, is never considered a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, if it has any covering, it's not going to be considered a karfif. Obviously, if that's going to be the opinion, we're going to have to say that the Azoris of the Beis HaMikdash were not covered, because if they were covered, then the entire question that Tysus discusses is about why don't we learn from the Azara is not a question, because if it's a covered area, it's never considered a karfif. However, there are opinions that say that there was some sort of a covering on the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. And the way that those opinions are understood with our discussion now is that they weren't full-fledged coverings. When does a covering have the ability to take away from a karfif, the halach of a karfif? It's only if it completely covers the karfif. But if it does not completely cover the karfif, it doesn't have that halacha. The Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, the halacha is that it has to, you could carry uvat sheba shmira. It has a hut where watchman stands. So the machlokes rishonim, how to understand this halacha that's being stated here. Some say that if the area is less than two sosayim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba will agree that there is no requirement for this watchman's, for the watchman's booth. Tosfos disagree, because according to Tosfos, if that would be his opinion, then the machlokes in our Mishnah would be limited to an area which is exactly beis sosayim. Because if it's larger than beis sosayim, a shemira won't help. If it's less, it's not required. And to limit the machloikis strictly to that very unique situation where it has a beis sosayim, Tosfos finds difficult to accept. But the Tosfos Rosh says that when we said that it's less than a beis sosayim, it doesn't have to have this hut to be mutter to carry there, it doesn't mean that it's exactly less than beis sosayim. It has to be significantly less. It has to be noticeably less than a beis sosayim. If that's the way we're going to understand the Mishnah, then the machlokes is much more significant and it's much more understandable. Rehuda continues, the Mishnah says, afilu ein bei elabor, if the karfif only has a pit in it, or siach, umara, these are all different types of pits, just different shapes and sizes, betachlan betoichai, we could carry in the entire area, in the entire area. It's considered a full-fledged Rishus HaYachad. And the reason is because the pits were used for water, and therefore it looks like a tzokel for Ladira. So the Meiri asks a question. He says, of course you should be able to carry in such an area. If, as we've been learning in this entire perek, that there's a hetef for passive ros, that you could have these just L-shaped corners, and that's enough. And the reason we said that that is enough is because we rely, because the water, the need for the water, gives us the leniency. So here too, if there's a bar where there's water, we ought to be lenient. Says the Meiri, that as we started today's shir, that the heta passive ros was only stated if there's water in the pit. But if the pit is dried up, then we don't have the heta passive ros. Moreover, as we learned earlier in the parak, if there's water that's accessible without the passive ros, then we shouldn't rely on the passive ros. However, when we speak about the karfif, all it needs to have is a bar. And it doesn't make a difference what the status of the bar. Since it's, so therefore, the halacha of the, this halacha of the bar is different than the halacha passive ros, and we can't learn one from the other. Rekiv Aymer, afila ein by Alchus Mekalela, says the Mishnah, Rekiv's opinion, if it doesn't have any of these heterim, betatn betoichai, it could be considered that you could carry in that area, vad sheba shiva amishraim or shiva amishraim, that it shouldn't be larger than an area of 70 amma by 70 amma. Rebbe Elazar Aymer, Rebbe Elazar says that if you have a gino or a karfif that don't have this dimensions, and it wasn't encircled, it wasn't partitioned for people to live there, imhaisa arka yasa arachbay, if the length is more than the width, afilu amachas, it's just a little longer than it is wide, ematatum betachai, you may not carry more than arba amas. Even though it's not a very large area, because Chazal did not let us carry in a area, doesn't make a difference the size, unless it is a square. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is afila arka pnei shnayim barachva, even if the length is double the width, It's considered like Rosh Hashanah. But if the length is double the width, then Rabbi Yossi, as we're going to learn in the Gemara Rama Beis, will agree that you may not carry in that area. Om Rabbi Loi, Shematim Rabbi Lazar, I heard from Rabbi Lazar that an agino or a karfif you may carry in the entire area. It's considered shusa yochid. Vafilu hikabei skor. Even if it's so large, the size of a base car. So here we learned the opinion that according to Rabbi Lazar, it has to be a square. We're going to learn that the Gemara is going to qualify this. So according to Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Loi, quoting the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, that's the most lenient opinion. And doesn't make a difference that it could be very large, you could still carry. However, says the Meiri, that Rabbi Lazar will agree that if you have an open area that doesn't have any mechitzas, and the only reason it's sort of enclosed is because it has slopes to go in and out, then it's the halacha is that even Rabbi Lazar would agree you may not carry in such an area. The Ken Shematim Menu further says Rabbi Loi that I heard from Rabbi Lazar, as we've discussed previously, the way an Eruv Chatzeris is made is that all the people who live in that chatzer contribute to the Eruv. So what happens if one of them did not give a portion to the Eruv with all the other people? So what happens? Does that mean that no one can ever carry in that chatzer? So the halacha is that you need bittul rishos, that the person who did not contribute to the Eruv is mevatel's rishos, he walks away from his ownership of property in that chatzer. And by walking away from ownership in that chatzer, what he accomplishes is that he's not here and he doesn't have to contribute. So shachrech mehem le'eruv, he didn't give a portion to the Eruv, but he was mevatel rishos. The halacha is the beisai, the home of this individual, also melachnas lechotziloi. One cannot, he cannot carry anything from his home to the chatzor, vice versa. Avalahem, the other people who live there, mutter, they may carry from their homes to his, they may carry into his home or vice versa. But the Rishash says that what we're saying that we could be lenient only means with their own kalim. They can never carry, even though it's them who did contribute to the Eruv, but if they want to move his objects, it would not be mutter. The Ken Shemata Menu, says Rabbi Loi, I heard from Rabbi Lazar, Yoitz and Bachilas at Krablin, there was some sort of a bitter grass called Arakblin, and the question is if that could be used for Moron Pesach, and he said that it may be used for Moron on Pesach, for Chazati called Talmidov, and I went to all of his Talmidim, Ubikashti Lichover. I tried to find if there's anybody else amongst the Talmidim who heard these halachas. For Rabbi Lazar, for Loi Mitzasi, I was not successful in identifying such a Talmud. Why, indeed, if it's a bitter grass, may not be used? So the Rishonim say that this is a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. And Chazal said that the only type of species that could use for maror is something that has in it lachus, that has in it moisture. This apparently didn't have any natural moisture in it, and therefore it doesn't have what it takes to be maror. So our Mishnah just began with the word v'oid. Says the Gemara, mantana. So if we learn the v'oid, means that obviously the Mishnah is referring to a halacha that was stated previously, and now the Mishnah is saying v'oid. Ask the Gemara, matana, what is the din that was stated previously, the tani that we are learning the word oid to it? Ilayim mishum the tana lechad l'chumra, that Rabbi Yehuda previously said one chumra, that he said, as we started the shiur today, that we only can make pasim baras, that pasim baras are only effective for a bear, a well, that belongs to the rabbim, not if it belongs to yochid, and certainly not a bar. V'ktani achriti, and now our Mishnah teaches us another chumra, where he is machmer in hilchas Tarfif, B'shem Hachi, K'tani, and therefore it's appropriate to say the word Oy, V'oid, that this is another halacha, because there are two different halachas, that even though, as Tosfos Divrei Maskil Ulema explains, even though these two halachas are not really related, but since both of these halachas represent chumras that Rabbi Yehuda held, and therefore the word v'oid is appropriate, ask the Gemara, but that's the case, for Rabbi Yehuda tana lechadu l'chumra, Rabbi Yehuda, at the beginning of our perek taught us a chumra, that he says that you can't rely on pasi baros for an area which is bigger than a base of sayim, v'ktani achriti, and in the Mishnah daf chabeis, Rabbi Yehuda taught us another chumra, that if it's a derech harabim, if many people travel through the area where you have pasi baros, as we discussed in our previous shiur, osti rabim mevatel mechitzta, so it also represents two chumras. Yet, v'loik tani, the Mishnah doesn't use the word v'oid. But it was saying that whenever two chumras are being mentioned by one man the Amr, we should say the word oid. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, the reason why the Mishnah Daf Chabeis does not say v'oid, Tafsakura Bonin, the two halachas that were stated by Rabbi Yehuda, there's an interruption. And what the Rabbanan responded to Rabbi Yehuda when he limited the Pasi Baraz to an area-based asayim. However, Hocha, when we speak about the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Loef Sakur Rabbanan, the two halachas come one after the other, and since they come one after the other, that's why the Mishnah could say, this Mishnah that we just learned, could start with the word V'oid. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Whenever the two opinions are separated by a different statement by the Rabbanan, loik tani v'oid, we can no longer use the word v'oid. For asking my Rabbi Lezer the Sukkah, what we learned from Rabbi Lezer in Masech the Sukkah, daf chav zayin amen aleph, daf sakur Rabbanan, that we find that the Rabbanan interrupt, and yet v'ktani v'oid, it says v'oid, because first Rabbi Lezer teaches us that somebody is obligated to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah on Sukkos. The Chacham said to him that there is no obligation to eat in the Sukkah only on the first night of Sukkos. The other days of Sukkos, there is no obligation to eat in the Sukkah. If you want to eat, you have to eat in the Sukkah, but you're not obligated to eat. Then Rabbi Lezer says another din, that if somebody didn't eat the meal on the first night of Sukkos, he can make it up by eating on the last day of Sukkos, in the Sukkah. But what do we see from here? That we have two halachas that were stated by Rabbi Lezer. There's an interruption of the Rabbanon speaking to Rabbi Lezer, and yet the second Mishnah used the word v'oid. So why are we telling me that whenever there's an interruption, that you don't use the word v'oid? Answers the Gemara. Hasam b'milsei eudavskei. Even though there was indeed the interruption stated by the Rabbanon, it was still speaking strictly about Hilchas Sukkah. And since we're still speaking strictly about Hilchas Sukkah, we could use the word V'oid both times. However, Hocha, when we speak about Rabbi Yehuda's opinions, and the two subjects where Rabbi Yehuda said his dinim are not related. And we also have the interruption of the Rabbanon in between. So since they're two unrelated subjects, and we have the interruption of the Chachamim, it's not appropriate to say the word V'oid. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, we learned in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Kiva's opinion is, afil ein bay ech mikol elu, even if it doesn't have any of the conditions that Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said, the halach is metalkin b'taychai, you could carry in that entire area, it's treated like Rosh HaSiyachid. Ask the Gemara, isn't this the same opinion? Isn't Rabbi Kiva hainu Tanakama? Isn't Rabbi Kiva the same as the Tanakama that we learned in earlier in the Mishnah, in our Perek, and Daf Yud Ches of Aleph, that they also didn't limit the area in which you could carry to Beis HaSayim, only in places that were loyhuk for Ladira, but a place that's used for dwelling, the halacha is you could carry in the entire area. So it seems that Rabbi Kiva was coming to argue, but isn't Rabbi Kiva exactly the same as the Tanakama? Answers the Gemara, Ikka Benayu, the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva, indeed, is very insignificant. Bedavamud, just a very small amount. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dover Moot, there's a small amount, Yesh al Shivim Am Mishraim, over the Shivim Am Mishraim, that you could carry in a karfif. The Chachamim didn't bother identifying that shear. Chachamim wanted to work with whole numbers. And Rabbi Kiva is going to be lenient. The Kamashi is there. What is the difference? It's Sosayim, a place where you could you could plant a Sosayim of wheat, which we learned from the Chatzar Mishkan. So the Tanna Kamma holds that since the Chatzar Mishnah was a base of Sayim, the Halacha is you only could carry an area up to that size. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Chachamim were not so makbid, and even a little more, they'll be makel. And if it's not, mukel for dira, you can't carry there. Says the Gemara anonymously. Where do these numbers come from? Answers the Gemara. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kra. The pasuk says regarding the size of the chatzar mission. Oirach chatzar meya ba'ama. The length of the chatzar was 100 amos. V'roichav chamishim bechamishim, and the width was chamishim bechamishim. Now, if we're trying to say that the width was 50, why do we say chamishim bechamishim? What's the point of saying chamishim bechamishim? Says the Gemara, tol chamishim v'savev chamishim. What the Torah says, take these 50 amos and put them on top of the other 50 amos. And in order to understand what the Gemara says and how Rashi explains the Gemara, we look at diagram. We look at diagram 137. So we have here an area of 100 amos by 50 amos. So we have, if we want to turn this into a square, what we do is we take the 50 amos and we cut them into 5 strips. Each strip will be 10 amma, will be 10 amas. We take the 4 strips, as we see in diagram 137 and 138, and we apply them to the 4 sides of the square. Now, we take the 5th strip, which again is 10 amas wide, and we divide that strip into smaller pieces, each 10 by 10, all shown in diagram 137. 4 of those pieces from this green strip, we have to put on the 4 corners of this area to fill them up. But we're left with a strip of 10 by 10, which is shown in the blue, with the blue. That blue we put along the sides of this 50 by 50, and that's the shrayim, the 70 amos with the shrayim that we show. If you look at this picture, you have the big number of 50 in the middle. Each side is 10, so that's 70, and the blue gives you 4 tefachim, that's the shrayim. Ask the Gemara. So that's how the Gemara came to the number that we are discussing. But ask the Gemara, Pashto the Krabba Maiksev, how do we understand the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk? Omer Abaya says, Abaya, the way to understand it is like this. Hamra Mashkin Asfas Chamishim, go 50 Amma into the Chatzar, where the Mishkin will stand. Kedei, and if you'll do that, you'll have Kedei Shihei Chamishim Amma Lefonov. You'll have an area of 50 Amma of the Chatzar until the Mishkan. Obviously, you'll have the Mizbeach within that area. V'asrim amma l'chol ruach v'ruach, and then every other dimension, you'll have 20 amma from the Mishkan to each side, and from the Mishkan to the back will be an area of 20 amma. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Aymer, emhoysa rachva, if the length was more than the width, even by 1 amma, then you can't carry in that area. Vatanya, asked the Gemara, but we learned in a Braisa, that Rav Elezer Omer, Rav Elezer's opinion is, im hoisa, if the garden or the karfif was archva, yes, apishnayim berachva, if the length is double the width, afilu ama'achas, ematafim betoichai, then you can't carry it. But if it's not, if the length is not double the width by two, you may carry there. So we have a stira in Rav Elezer. What does Rav Elezer hold? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar Abaye, Ki Tanan Nam Misnisen. When our Mishnah said that if the length is more than the width, you may not carry, says the Gemara, Yes, Al Pishnayim Baruch V'Tanan. It's only if the length is double the width. Otherwise, Rav Elezer will agree you could carry there. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the opinion of Rav Elezer, that as long as the length is not double the width, you could carry in that area, Ihochi, ask the Gemara, Heine Rabbi Yossi, isn't that the same opinion as Rabbi Yossi? What are we learning here? Answers the Gemara, the Nafkamina will be Ika Benayu Ribua de Rabu Rabbanan. When Chazal said, as we just learned Bichamishim, that the way we should look at it is at a square, Rabbi Lezer did not learn that Rasha. And therefore, he learns that the halacha of Rosh Hashanah Yochid is said in a place where the length is double the width, like we just learned from the Mishkan. But he said that the length doesn't have to be more than the width, but even if the length and the width are the same, then you could carry there. Whereas Rabbi Yossi will agree to the drasha that we just learned of Chamishim b'Chamishim, and therefore, he's going to say that the halacha of Rosh Hashanah Yochid was only said when the length and the width are the same. And the Chazal said that even though a proper Rosh Hashanah Yochid has to have that the length and the width are equal, Chazal said that if they're not the same, as long as the length is not double the width, you still could carry there. But L'chatchila, it should be a square. So in other words, the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yossi is, does Rosh Hashanah Yochid l'chatchila have to be a square? According to Rabbi Yossi, it should be. Rabbi Lezer holds it doesn't have to be. So we learned, as we just discussed, that Rabbi Yossi, I mean Rabbi Yossi's opinion, as was stated in the Mishnah, was that even if the length is double the width, the halacha is, you could carry there. Itmar. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Kerb Yosi, the Halacha Kerb Yosi, that even a karfif, which the length is double the width, you could carry there. Rabbi Amr, Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Kerb Kiva, that even in, that if it's less than 70 am by 70 amma, you could carry in that area, even though it wasn't Hukka Fladira, it wasn't partitioned to be used as a place of dwelling. Says the Gemara, V'tavayu Lakula. These two halachas that we just learned from Shmuel both represent kulas. What we're trying to teach us is that we're paskin in all of these shailas that we're discussing, we're going lekula. V'tzricha says the Gemara. Why can't Shmuel just stated that I'm always going to be mekel? And then whenever we see any question, we'll go with the lenient opinion. Answers the Gemara. The Yashmin halach Reb Yosi, if we would have only learned that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and we would not have stated that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, Havamina, we would perhaps think that even though the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and even if the length is double the width, you could carry in that area, it still has to be maybe an area, Ad Ikash Shemira Beistira, a watchman's hut, or a place where somebody dwells. Kamash Malon. That's why Shmuel had to teach us that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, that as long as it doesn't have those dimensions, it doesn't have to have anything in it, and you still could carry there. However, v'yashvin alach kerbekiva, if we would only state that alach kerbekiva, havmina, we would think, darch v'katan, if it looks like a rectangle, loy, you can't carry there. Kamash malon, that's why we had to say alach kerbeyosi. And as I saw, the Goyen Yaakov explains, if I would have thought that Rabbi Yossi is addressing Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that even if it's less than Shivim Amma upon Shivim Amma, you can't carry there unless it was partitioned for Adira. Teaches us the Gemara that the way to look at Rabbi Yossi's statement is not that Rabbi Yossi is connected to Rabbi Lezer, rather to understand that Rabbi Yossi's statement and obviously Rabbi Kiva's statement stand on their own. They both represent leniencies, and that the halacha of Shmuel holds that in these questions we indeed could be lenient.